Welcome to another episode of Chode House. With you as always is Ethan, D, and Snow. Thank you for listening tonight. We'll take it a little bit lighter. We got pretty heavy last week.
We're going to ease back.
And the week before. We're going to ease it back, baby.
This is your easy listening station, the frozen train. Back to your childhood.
Dreamers back and dreamers out there. Yeah. Taking
so
it
what,
back.
What are we gonna what's our laid back topic tonight? Are we gonna talk about My Little
MMO?
Pony? I've got a new MMO. I knew that. Yeah, definitely knew it was MMO night. Not
it's,
My Little Pony.
It's a My Little Pie MMO.
MMORPG. For those of you not in the know, it's a video game. It's a video game. It's video
because we video a little bit.
We video a little bit.
The Chode House crew.
Yeah.
Been known to video.
Yeah. It's good times too. I love video games, man.
What's your favorite MMO? Because I can't claim that I was one of the people, you know, usually when I've had this topic come up just talking to folks throughout my life, it's always like, oh, I started out with EverQuest. And I did play EverQuest 2 because it was a Christmas gift, but my parents didn't know I had a subscription, so I only played for like a couple of months, and my computer could barely run it, so it wasn't an enjoyable experience.
Shut it down, .jpg, huh?
Yeah, well, I think, so it was one of those things, I got it when World of Warcraft came out, right? And I wanted World of Warcraft, but if you remember, back in like 2003, when it came out, it was sold out everywhere, because it was still physical copies, you couldn't get it online, and you couldn't find it, like, it was just sold out. So my parents got me this, and they're like, well, you know, kind of thought it was, and it, I mean, to their credit, they did a decent
same
job.
Thing.
It's not, you know, it's better than them buying, like, you know, I don't know, some random sports game. Like, it's the same thing. So I played it for a little while, but WoW is definitely the only one I've got experience with. I counted it as my first. What about y'all?
Yeah, WoW, for sure. When I was, I worked as a 911 dispatcher for a time, and
that explains some things.
I worked the night shift, and it was me and there's like three other people in there. Small town, there weren't that many dispatchers because I mean there wasn't that much shit going on. Population wise, you know, didn't need more than four, but anyways. There'd be hours and nothing would happen, you know. I mean, thank goodness. I'm not saying
that's a pretty good thing.
Yeah, that's
good
a good thing. There was a guy in there and he'd bring his laptop in. I was like, oh shit, well, I guess I'm bringing my laptop in.
Party
too.
Of dispatch.
Yeah. And he'd bring his laptop in. He had a pretty beefy laptop and he'd play WoW while I was in there. And, you know, I was watching him play, and I was like, damn, it looks fun. And so I bought a copy, and that was it. Played pretty regularly for, addiction. Played pretty regularly for a long time. I played up through, Sablet.
Wrath of the Lich King was the third one.
Cataclysm was the fourth one. Yeah, so that was when I dropped off was Cataclysm. Wrath of the Lich King was, you know, by and large, the best in my opinion. That was vanilla through Wrath of the Lich King was the heyday, in my opinion, of WoW, and that's when I played. But, you know, some people came in later, and they probably say that that's the heyday. But it's just when, you know, I got into it and had a bunch of friends that played, met a bunch of people, and the guild I was in, we actually met up, like, IRL, and,
oh, Lord.
Yeah, yeah.
We went real deal stuff.
Yeah, we all went camping. And,
oh, shit.
Yeah, some dude got a blowjob.
From a dude?
I was about to say.
From the one girl that came with,
right? The one girl.
One girl.
What about you, D? Was it WoW for you too?
Yeah, WoW was my intro to MMORPG, I guess, because you know us growing up, like I didn't even get a computer. I didn't have a computer until doggone what I was like 13, 14, something like that, and then maybe it was a little younger, but even then, it's like we didn't really have the internet for everything was dial up where I lived. Funny where I used to live, it is still dialed up. There's no change whatsoever. Yeah, it was WoW whenever and it was after I got married because let's see, my wife played WoW like mad through I think she started in Burning Crusade. I actually have a funny memory of because I got in on like late Burning Crusade. And then I remember going to a Babbage's, or it was either EB Games or Babbage's, like for a midnight release of Lich King.
Yeah, I went for a midnight release for BC and Lich King at EB as well. We had an EB up here.
Yeah, and that was something else, man. They had a whole event, you know, people cosplay.
Yeah, people dress up. Yeah.
Yeah. The manager had like a little mini stage, and he had a, you know, microphone. Are you ready? Let me hear the horde, and everybody's for the horde, you know. It was so much energy and hype for it, man. It was pretty cool. It was an interesting culture. I mean, now some of that's still there, I guess, at like conferences and Comic-Con and stuff like that, but not that local stuff anymore because everything's distributed and digital only and so on and so forth. But
that was fun.
I enjoyed Vanilla because it was, you know, a cool game. Like it was new to me, right? Because like I said, I did a little bit of EverQuest 2, but my experience was so poor with it that I don't remember any of it. And so getting into WoW was basically a clean slate. And I had fun. I played it with a couple of friends. But it was really hard and grindy. Like, people that say Vanilla wasn't hard are just dumb. They're trying to flex. It was a difficult game.
Oh, they flex.
It was built around a grind. And it almost made me quit a few times because it was just... It wasn't that it was difficult in the sense of, like, Dark Souls. You die every 2 seconds. It was difficult in the sense of, I'm going to grind these things, you know, that South Park joke. I'm going to kill boars for 6 hours to get this one level. And I remember hitting 60 in Eastern, I think Eastern Plaguelands or Western Plague, one of the two. I know it was Plaguelands. I was playing a paladin. It was my very first character. I remember hitting 60. And I was excited, but then I was like, there was this overwhelming, thank God I'm fucking done leveling. So Vanilla
now
was
I can
fun.
Play the real game.
Right. It's just, Vanilla was, I have good memories of it, but for me it didn't really get fun until BC. BC got really fun. They made some quality of life improvements. It was still very grindy. But I feel like the game took off for me there. And then Lich King, I have a lot of fond memories for him. We raided a lot. And I have fond memories for the recent ones too, or kind of recent. I played Legion. I played Mists of Pandaria and raided. Everyone hated it because pandas. I thought it was fun. I thought the location was really cool. I played Legion, thought it was really fun, did raids. The most recent one I played a little bit of and fell off just because of real life commitments. I couldn't keep up with it. But I've had fun throughout the franchise. I feel like... Blizzard does a lot of dumb things, in my opinion. I feel like they're, you know, they have some shitty business practices, allegedly, and all this shit. But I feel like for what they have, the fact that people still play their franchise, and it's 2 decades later, says something. Mm-hmm. What it says, I don't know, but it says something.
Now they're doing a lot of things right. They're doing a lot of things wrong. But, you know, just like you said, they're still... Not as many as there were, but there's still a lot of people throwing money at them, buying everything they put out.
They set the fucking standard.
They really did. And they kind of screwed it up for everybody because now it's like there's a golden standard that is WoW.
Yeah.
And
everything,
you know, like even,
everything is based off, or everything is compared to WoW. So
yeah, everything is it. Uh-huh. Yeah. You're the de facto standard. If you can at least do it as good as WoW does it, then you're probably going to
funny is because no one it's not even a real standard, right? It's the standard of WoW plus nostalgia. And so if you could compete against the product fairly, I don't know how you could, but let's pretend you could take nostalgia completely out of it. I bet, you know, maybe there's been an MMO that competes, or maybe there may be multiple, you know, who knows? But you're not only competing with a really good product, let's give credit where credit's due. Like we've all said, it's really good. It's a good product. But you're not only competing with that, but they were kind of not first to the block, because EverQuest was, but they were first to the mainstream block. Mm. And there's all this nostalgia for decades. And so how do you beat that? Until WoW shuts down, like, how do you beat that?
Right. But people keep going back to, because, oh, man, I'm ready to get back into WoW. I'm going to play.
That's it right there. I miss WoW.
I miss WoW.
I want to go play WoW.
No one says I miss, you know, fucking, well, I mean, I'm sure someone, if we ever get, you know, the 3,000 people that are going to listen to this in the first minute it drops, I'm sure, you know, get hate mail. But there's definitely people out there that, like, I remember a game called City of Heroes. It was an MMO. It's like a superhero MMO. And for sure, there are cult followings around those. Like, oh, I wish I could play City of Heroes, or I want to go play Knights of the Old Republic, or blah, 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 blah. Yeah, that exists, but not to the degree of, man, it's time to get back into WoW.
Oh, like, I forgot about the Old Republic. That's crazy. I'm sorry.
I was done. I was just saying, like, I was agreeing with you guys. Like, there's always people that return to their MMO if it's still live, no matter what it is. But WoW has that constant pullback. And I think they do, even though it pisses off the quote unquote elites, I think they do a great job of giving people a reason to come back and a way, even if it's paying, whether it's buying a character boost or not buying one and using like heirloom gear and the way they've compressed the leveling experience.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You can come back into WoW and you can get to the current content within if you don't spend money, let's say a couple of weeks, and that's still a time investment, but that's a fairly casual couple of weeks compared to other MMOs. If you tried to come to those and go from base game to like Final Fantasy,
Final Fantasy.
Yeah.
Oh, like, my goodness.
I know you were, I brought it up because you were going through it. I've not even done it, but you went through base to current, right?
I have not even made it to current yet, dude.
Oh, really?
And it's been months,
over
right?
Over 100 hours in. And
that's insane.
Come on, dude.
Yeah.
And I know there's probably somebody out there that's going to be like, well, you're not doing it right. Yeah, I know. I'm not good at it. I like them. But I'm not good at them. You see? It is a severe grind to get to the current content, which I don't understand, because it's just like, look, I don't, can you give me the short version?
Right.
And you know what made me mad about Final Fantasy is I go through the base game, there's a couple characters they put in there, and the big twist is like right towards, you know, not spoiler alert here, I'm not going to name names, but, you know, spoiler alert, it's like they bring in a character right there towards the end of the base game, and then they kill him off, and that's the big, oh my God. It's like, I did not care about this character at all, because you just brought them in.
Well, see, that's what's weird. So let me pause you for a second, because maybe you can elaborate. I've heard the reason I tried Final Fantasy, the MMO, so the Final Fantasy series, let's be distinct here, I love the series, but the MMO specifically, right? 14, I tried it, 14. Yes, I like it, or I tried it rather, because I heard the story was really good, and there were parts of it that I guess were okay, but I kind of quit on it after a while. So you're saying that one of the things you don't like is that there was, for a game that's heralded as the story MMO experience,
right,
that it's, they just, it completely fell flat.
Yeah, for me it did. Maybe it's because I'm emotionally stunted and couldn't relate, I don't know. But it was just like, I don't know. Maybe it was just bad voice actors.
I don't remember what level I made it to, which it's been a few months since I played it. But it was, I mean, it had its pluses for sure.
Yeah.
And I can definitely see the draw. But I'm the same way. I wasn't that drawn into the story as I thought that I would be. There were a couple of cool moments that in the story as far as I'd made it. But I wasn't just like, you know, I wasn't beating my fucking meat, you know, going through the dialogue and shit.
The coolest moments for me were the moments that I could relate back to the other games in the Final Fantasy series. I'm like, oh, that's such and such from this other, Final Fantasy VII. And they did a little nod to that, you know. It's like, oh, that's cool. And it was that stuff for me that you know, made it, entertaining. I like the mechanics, I like the gameplay, I love the weapon system. I think all that's great. No problems there. But if we're just going to say strictly the story, it was those nods to the earlier Final Fantasy games that made it like, I see what you did there. I'm old and I played all these games when I was a kid. I remember that character.
So the nostalgia pull was
a little bit of that nostalgia pull, right?
Nostalgia pull. I definitely like the way that they did the classes in that game and how, you know, you could keep your character, you know, you could spend some time doing this shit and then you could switch weapons and, you know, level up as, you know, a different class, and it was cool. It seemed more fluid as far as being able to switch your class is concerned, like,
right,
you know, and they had, you know, gear set up and everything, like, you know, saved gear loadouts, and that, yep. I mean, that was cool.
Yep, brilliant.
Yep. So it definitely has its pluses. As far as the gameplay is concerned for Final Fantasy, I thought that it was a little better than WoW. I'm gonna be honest, the best MMO gameplay that I've experienced so far has been Terra.
Oh,
I never played that, but a good friend of mine got real into it for like 100 hours. He burnt out, but he really, for whatever reason, he really liked it. I looked at it, but I never thought I'd like the gameplay, the whole flight mechanic.
Yeah, but the combat in that game is, it was so cool to me the way they did it. You know, there was no real like tab targeting. You know, you had to aim your shit. You had to get your strikes right, or, you know, you just failed.
I mean, that's a decent idea.
It's an action MMO RPG. So, and I'm really down with that, because I mean, it certainly is not like Dark Souls, but man, if we could get an MMO with Dark Souls combat, I'd be.
Well, see, allegedly, that's what New World was supposed to be. Incidentally, I do like New World's combat. I do like it.
I think you mean berry picking simulator.
Yes, right now it is my cooking simulator stream. but I do love gathering and fucking crafting, and I can't help it. I'm one of those people. I do like gathering and crafting. I don't around and having to kill stuff so much.
I'm kind of weird, it's odd for, it's gonna not make a lot of sense maybe, but bear with me. So I honestly, Final Fantasy's combat, the MMO piece, I always felt like it lagged, and I don't know how to describe that. I don't literally mean latency spikes. It wasn't latency. But I never felt like my actions and how they synced up with the game world and the combat were fully aligned. It just never seemed as fluid as WoW. And maybe that's a design choice. I don't know.
I agree. And for me, it's because whenever like a strike or a spell effect or whatever it was that hit the enemy, there was no recoil. There was nothing. Right. It just.
Yeah,
maybe that's what it is. Maybe it's the lack of feedback. Maybe
that's what I felt.
Maybe that's how I interpreted it. To piggyback onto that real quick, I actually don't like action MMO combat as much, and the reason I don't is because it's always weighted stats plus action. And in single player games, that doesn't bother me. Like in Dark Souls, to use that example, you have a weapon that does X damage. You have to hit with that weapon. There's skill, there's dexterity, but there's also in the background, there's a stat roll going on. And that's very common in a lot of games. That's okay. That's how games work. But in an MMO, for some reason, I feel like they always use that to cheat you, because they want that grind to be there. They want the progression for gear is one of the main parts of almost every MMO, gear progression.
Sure.
And I would rather have something that's unapologetically a random-ass dice roll, like WoW. I mean, let's be honest, there's not a lot of skill as far as dexterity in WoW. There is managing your cooldowns, there's a lot to keep up with, but there's not, like, aiming or parrying like Dark Souls or maybe like Terra. It's just point at something, target it, and as long as you do your rotation, and you either hit or you don't hit based on luck, based on your gear, based on blah 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 blah. For an MMO, I would rather have that system, because I feel like when it's more action oriented, I get more angry because I know that my skill or dexterity, I know I hit it, but I failed to hit because of the dice roll. And it feels cheaper.
Honestly, that would piss me off.
Well, I mean, that's how I assume that's how New World is, right? There's got to be stats rolled into it. Like, it's skill, but it's also your gear you're wearing. There's got to be a weighted role happening behind the scenes.
I honestly don't know. I haven't really dug deep
on
it yet. So,
can you explain that a little bit more? So, let's say... how would the stats affect if I was shooting a bow at something?
Yeah, so I'll give my understanding of it. I'm not a game dev, disclaimer, but so you have it. Let's say you're aiming a bow at something, and if your reticle is not on the target, we'll pretend that the bow, there's no ballistics. We'll just pretend that for simplicity's sake, the arrow goes straight. Yeah, hit scan, exactly. So if your reticle is not on the target, you miss. Easy, you're done. You missed. You didn't aim at the target, you didn't hit it. However, if your reticle is on the target, then let's say that gives you a base 90% chance to hit. And mm-hmm. so then it takes in your gear, and say you have a +5 on your bow. Now you're at a 95% chance to hit, but that enemy's 3 levels above you. That's a -12. So now you're at an 83% chance to hit. And that's what I mean in the background. And it makes sense. I'm not saying those systems don't make sense, because if it was only skill-based, then that would almost eliminate gear progression, which is a big reason, like I said, for people to come back to MMOs. And that's a big way to have player retention, is to grind for gear and to try and get drops. If it was purely skill-based, like if it's Counter-Strike, the MMO edition, then, I mean, you're going to have big discrepancies in player skill, which will piss people off. So PvP will be a nightmare, but B, people won't stick around as long. So I guess I understand why they do it. I just feel cheapened, because it would be like, I equate it to like in Counter-Strike, to continue that example. Like, I shot someone and I hit them in the head, and like it did hit, but then there's like, oh, well, you hit them, but their +3 helmet of cunning made it to where that wasn't a headshot. I'd be fucking pissed. I'm like, no, no, fuck you. It's a skill-based game. I hit you. And WoW, I don't feel cheated in a game like WoW, because it doesn't have any illusion of being that skill-based system. This is a gear check. This is like an old-school RPG. This is all dice rolls. And I understand that going in. So I think it's probably just a mental block for me, but that's how I look at them.
No, I see your point there. That is definitely something, obviously, that I can get behind, because I played WoW forever, and it was fun. You know, and I mean, I played the last expansion to, what was it, Shadowlands?
Did you?
Yeah. I mean, I've played every expansion.
I did too. I tanked it.
Oh, tanked Shadowlands?
Tanked the whole damn thing.
Damn.
I think it's pretty fun and well. I feel like that's something I've not seen in a lot of other MMOs. I don't know, Final Fantasy maybe does it right, but I feel like WoW does a pretty good job of, I guess, making all the archetypes have their niche or feel rewarding. Like, you can do healing, and you can have fun and have challenges. You can do tank, and you can have fun and have challenges.
They definitely have
the roles matter.
I guess it just comes down to a game design thing. Like, I don't know, their class designers. Balance is one thing. Balance is a separate discussion. But the design and making it to where, you know, there isn't, I guess in the old days there was dead weight, like back maybe even in Wrath and BC, you would have encounters that if you brought more than 3 melee, you weren't going to beat the encounter, because it was designed in such a way that was a conscious decision. You can say it's good or bad. I feel like they've shied away from that more recently to try and make sure every role has fun. And I can field arguments from both sides. I can see the, you know, mandating a certain way to beat an encounter makes you strategize around it. But at the same time, if you're the unlucky guy that rolled a rogue and rogues are useless on this encounter, then how are you? I mean, you feel kind of left out, right? No one's going to take you in their group. You're not going to be able to have experience and have fun unless you roll another class.
Sets up that way. Yeah.
Yeah. So I see why they've shied away from it more recently to make it, you know, it makes it more casual, which that's fine. People got to play your game. 10,000 people playing your game makes you far less money than 20 million people playing your game.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's what the heroic, what is it called? Heroic Plus and Mythic, and the Mythic levels are for. They're for the people who really want to dig in and min-max everything and master the meta.
Yeah.
And all I ever did was heroic. I tanked it through heroic. Let's see. I tanked I think Sire Denathrius on Heroic, and made it through and did.
That's progressed content, right? I honestly don't remember. Is that like progressed?
Yeah, we progressed and did Sire Denathrius, made it through Heroic, got AOTC there, and then did Sylvanas. I did Sylvanas on Normal, and then I was like, that's enough, because so much work. Because, again, I like the games. I'm not good at them. So much work to go into being able to do Sire Denathrius on Heroic.
Oh, you mean like just tracking the fight and understanding it?
Yeah, just studying the fight, changing my build, getting gear, running dungeons, running this, running that, getting all the shit up just so I could go and get ahead of the curve once in a tanking role. That was my goal. I want to get ahead of the curve in a tanking role, and then, you know, let that be that. And we did. And I got it, and I was happy about it. It's like a little dopamine hit. Cool. But
what's crazy,
not going to do that again for Sylvanas. No.
It's insane to me that you say that, and this is going to sound like an insult. It's literally not. 100% not. So I'm assuming you use mods, right? Like I did. Most people use mods to help them in WoW.
Add-ons?
Sorry, yeah, add-ons. I'm sorry. Yeah, I forgot add-ons. They're called that. But that's what I meant. Use add-ons, right? Like, add-ons, like threat tracker, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, so you have to.
Well, exactly. So you have to, but even with those add-ons, which Blizzard allows, but they don't make, they're third-party people, so they don't balance around the add-ons. So even with the add-ons helping you, you're like, there's so much to keep up with that I got to this point, and I just said, that's enough. And that's not a knock against you. It's just like, that just shows how much goes into those fights, like how much people
expect. Once again, I am bad at these games.
Well, I mean, okay, good or bad. I was more meaning that's, you know, people expect a certain level of complexity. You hit a point where, you know, even with all these add-ons to help you do stuff, it's still, there's just so much. Even if you're good at it, that doesn't negate the amount of shit you're keeping up with. That just means you keep up with it better. The amount of shit's the same for everybody. It's just how you keep up with it.
It's just you got so much shit happening on the screen, and you're like herding cats because you're tanking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
And you know, you go here, you go there, and you know, you're calling out because you have to use voice. People, that's something that drove me mad, was people that would get on there. They've never done the fight before, but they won't go in Discord, and so you can do call outs.
They just wanted to type, I guess.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'll just let me stop type you guys a message while I'm tanking this motherfucker. Maybe somebody can do that. It's not me. It ain't me.
That's a recipe for disaster.
So we just kick them, get them out. If you can't Discord, get out. Sorry.
That's fair.
Voice coordination's intense. I mean, I don't want to sidebar us, but it's like another example, even though it's not an MMO, it's like League of Legends, right? It's like if you're playing with five people and you're typing, even though they have like a ping system, if you're typing with these people, you're going to play, usually, all other things being equal, you're going to lose to a team that's on voice if your skill level's roughly the same, because it's so much easier to convey information.
Yeah, it's another channel.
You don't have to take your hands off of it. Same thing in WoW. You got all this shit going on. You're trying not to die. You're trying not to do this. You don't have time. Even if you just type like the abbreviations, like you're probably gonna fuck something up. Or even if you don't fuck up, you're gonna play suboptimally while you're typing, and that's gonna lengthen the fight, or it's gonna cause this to happen.
Think about it, like you're in actual combat, but you have to stop and write a note to each other anytime you need to communicate. What?
Yes, it's asinine.
You guys are dead.
Right.
That's akin to teenage girls texting when the light's obviously fucking green.
Oh my God. Oh, different Lord. Podcast.
Different podcast. Yeah, different
time. Driving habits. All you sons of bitches out there.
So you've been playing... go ahead. Sorry.
No. Sorry. No, please.
I was going to ask D about playing New World.
Because
I heard... I joined them on Mumble the other night. Or last night. It was last night, wasn't it?
Damn, it was last night. Yes, sir.
I was on there for like two and a half hours. And, but yeah, just listening to them play the game and everything, and I mean, it sounds fun. I want to try it. I really do.
It's cheap enough. It's $40.
Yeah, $40. Because I mean, when they first announced it, I've been keeping up with it, you know, and you know, waiting on it to come out and looking forward to it. You know, when they pushed it back the first couple of times, I understand why they pushed it back, and I'm okay with that. You know, better to push it back than release a shit game. Right. But I kind of lost interest after that.
And it happens.
Yeah, it happens. So, I mean, is it worth picking up? Is it worth $40?
For $40. For and $40. No sub, right? Yeah, no sub. And that actually concerns me, because it's like, okay, so how are they going to
monetize
the beast? How are they going to feed the beast, so to speak, right?
Right.
Because, well, so we know they got slammed because they were going to put in literal pay to win. They didn't do it. I'll give them credit that they backed off. But we know they were going to do that. And there was that huge uproar in the closed beta.
Illuminated me on it, because I was checked out during all that. I was like, I don't understand.
Whatever. I don't have like the specifics on the pricing, but they were going to put in basically battle packs. And it's a PvP-based game as far as combat. Keep that in mind. And they were going to put in stuff where you could buy it and literally get better gear or buffs in a PvP-based game. So putting in cosmetics is one thing. Like, if you can buy them or you can't, it doesn't matter. But they were going to make people, and there's like a... I can't intelligently speak to it because I don't play the game, but there's like a faction system within the game. And you can, if you rank up your factions, you get bonuses somehow. Like, it helps you if your faction's a higher rank or if you're winning or whatever. So they were gonna have buffs to combat, but they were also gonna have something that makes your faction better. Like, you could like buy tiers or something for your faction.
Oh shit.
So they didn't do that. They backed up because the community thankfully went, that's awful. Like, it was almost a like united uproar. This is awful. And why, so they said, okay.
Why would they even try it?
Somebody that didn't play games, man. Somebody that did not play games. Some fucking idiot in a suit was like, let me tell you what we all do. It was like, okay, but I think they're going to get mad. It's like, those stupid idiots will buy anything. It's like, yeah, they will. But they will also get pissed off, and they will shit all over you on Twitter.
And then you'll lose sales.
So they didn't
know it'll buy.
They didn't do that, but it's who's to say that they won't try again, right? Or try and ease back into it.
Yeah, you know it's in an update coming, because they did not throw all that away.
Right, and they have to have a revenue stream, to your point. They don't have a sub. They cannot subsist, and it's not even $60. So they are not, that their parent company or their stakeholders, or who the fuck ever, doesn't matter who, they are not going to allow, they're not going to continue to invest in that. This is a business that wants to squeeze money out of people. It's not about making happy fun time.
Nope.
So how are they going
to... Amazon, you know, for God's sake.
Right. And that, I've heard that as an argument. You're not saying it, but I've heard that as an argument of, well, this is a loss leader for them. I'm like, what? To get people to buy AWS, you fucking idiot. What do you think this is advertising for them?
It's going to be part... Oh, I just realized it's going to be part of your Prime sub.
Oh no! I bet you're right. I honestly didn't consider that. I've never
It'll
thought
be
that's
part of your fucking Prime
once.
Sub. Hey,
you or
renew
if, or
your
if you
Prime
don't have
sub.
Prime. Yep.
Now
yep.
You, or yep. New world.
There you go. That's it, they have to do something. So
God
maybe that'll
wait. Wait. Go back. What are you saying? Say.
They'll make it part of your Prime Sub. You know, they'll make it like you know, if you re up your. You know, your Amazon Prime sub, you get access to New World. For no additional costs.
Or if you don't have Prime, it costs you $15. Same price as all. Or maybe even 10. Maybe they'll go a little cheaper.
Oh, they'll math it out where it's only $10 cheaper to not have a Prime sub.
Right. Yeah.
Over the course of a year. Yeah.
Over a course of a year. That's what they'll do.
That's what they'll do.
Fuck me. Because I'm already on Amazon Prime, I'll link my Twitch account, which is also Amazon, and I'm good to go. I'm fine with this.
Maybe this is the only thing I would consider is maybe like if you want to go the loss leader option, maybe because Amazon has money to blow. Maybe this is their foray into becoming a game publisher or a game. Like development house, not literally Amazon develops, but maybe they're going to start buying up devs and dev shops and start publishing games.
God
and maybe
knows
this
they
is
can.
Their, Oh, sure. Yeah, exactly. And maybe this is their foray. They don't care if it fails, right? It's not failed. It didn't fail. It's done reasonably well. It's not game of the century, but it's by no means a failure. Oh. So they've already proven that they can do it. People are still playing the game. I've heard it's dropped. I've heard player counts dropped, but it's still trending. I mean, maybe not trending. It's still pretty high up there on Twitch. I mean, I still see people playing it. They get like 5,000-10,000 views if they're popular.
I don't know why people watch someone else play this game. I really don't, because it's, I mean, I would much rather watch. Yeah. Okay. Honestly. So, yeah, think about this. Amazon owns Twitch, and they own New World, and they own, Jesus. I don't know, a fifth of the nation's economy at this point, probably.
I'm sure.
It's absurd.
I'm a Prime subscriber.
Yep. Same.
Oh, yeah, I am too. Yeah, no, it's almost essential.
Yeah. It just makes sense.
I get that hundo a year from my dumb ass.
Yeah. Nope. I buy so much shit off Amazon that, I mean, it pays for itself. It's a no-brainer.
We're the problem.
We are the problem. You're right.
So, like, let's talk. You say you enjoy it, but at the same time, you don't know why people want to watch it. So you're almost kind of agreeing.
Because I know what I am, right? I know I am. I'm an idiot that likes gathering and crafting, and that I know is boring to watch. It's like watching golf. It's like, yeah.
People watch cooking shows, but
Hey, Great British is a fucking prize. I will not hear any slander on that show.
Ina Garten is a national fucking treasure.
Yeah, her too.
Who's that?
Shut up. Don't worry about it.
So, I mean, how long do you think it's since you're the most experienced with the game? And by that, I mean, you're the only one out of the three of us that play it.
You're the only idiot sitting there playing stupid shit.
I mean, do you think you'll play it 6 months? Just guess. Six months from now.
6 months?
Yeah.
Maybe I shouldn't play it. I mean, six months.
The first thing I was going to say is it depends on who's in it with me. If everybody else has moved on, I'll move on too. Because ultimately I play games to play with my friends. And if they're not feeling it, then I'll bail. I'll bail easy. Won't think nothing else about it. Because at the end of the day, I'm not doing stuff with my buddies, hanging out, relaxing, playing my games, and shit-talking my friends in a game, then I'm not having a good time. So if there's not a consensus, you know, there may be one or two. Like, so say I still love it, and three of my other friends love it, but we got one that's like, New World, we'll drag him in. It's like, fine, just fucking deal with it. That's what we did with Sea of Thieves. We had one who just like,
so there, there's,
I hate
there's
this
not
game.
That, so there's not enough to pull you, though. That was my question. You don't think there's enough in the game?
If it was just me by myself in a vacuum, I don't know. I haven't really made it that far. I've only made it to level 30. I don't know what the end game looks like, but if I had to guess, I'd say probably not. Probably not. But like I said, it's about the community part of it, and then the community part of it is something I haven't got in with yet because we're one of the, you know, the Marauder faction. We're the green boys, the fucking string beans, and so so there's an element of community. Yeah, we all shit talk each other like the purple. There's yellow, purple,
I thought
and green.
There's already like a moniker for the Marauder.
Oh well, we have a what do you call it? It's not a guild. They call it a company. You have a company. It's like a guild. And then you have a faction, which is a larger, you know, larger set of your your faction or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, so it's faction, company, and then I guess group and party, who would be the smaller subsets. But so our faction, we're the Marauders. There's a syndicate, and I can never remember the other one, because, I mean, let's be honest, they're not worth remembering. They're not Marauders.
Slag.
Get them out of here.
do you think, I know this is something we kind of wanted to talk about with MMOs in context, and I want to ask it now. Do you think this is the style of game, like, if you just this opinion piece, obviously none of us can predict the future and we're not game developers. Do you think MMOs and the game design, like the philosophy of MMOs or multiplayer games like this, do you think it's going to trend more towards a new world where it's very, it seems like you can play very passively, like there's, you know, maybe not, if you look at it from the outside in, not a lot to do or not a lot of structured content to view. Do you think this is more of the future given how popular like survival games are or open-ended like building games like Valheim or Rust or those type of games?
I loved Valheim. God, I love that game.
A lot of people do. So open-ended games like that for me are hard. I need a little, so hold on, let me finish my thoughts. So do you think this is the direction MMOs are going, to where they're a little more open-ended?
Seems that way, doesn't it?
It kind of does. And I like, there's the very structured, like, not to say WoW isn't open-ended in the sense that there's a fuck ton of content to do. There's so much fucking content.
Yeah, but it's still structured. On a rail.
It's an experience they're telling you. Like, they're guiding you through the experience.
Oh, they're telling you a story, man. WoW is, you know, better or worse, it is about the story and telling the story, which I appreciate. I think maybe up to Shadowlands, they had an okay story going. We won't get into that, but
so you do think that maybe there's more of a shift towards the new world style, very open ended, not structured.
Maybe, and that kind of makes me sad because I love a good story. I do love a good story.
It makes me sad because it makes shovelware easier, and I'm not trying to be elitist when I say that, but when
explain
you
what you mean by shovelware.
Explain that.
All right, so shovelware, the term usually, like, it's just dog shit. Like it's kind of like like you're just throwing shit out there. It is dog shit. So you're throwing stuff out there. You have no idea what you're doing when you design it. It's bare minimum. It's not cohesive, and it's just a cash grab, right? So one of the things that open-ended games that don't have a story allow it for better and worse, allow indie devs and allow people that are not committed to making a product or that aren't good at it, they can get a product out there. Because when you have to have a cohesive story in general,
you have to have
writers, right? You have to tie things together. You have to design things better. Mm-hmm. Writer, and now that's not to say shitty story games don't exist. There's a metric fuck ton of them.
Yeah, but well, there's a reason for that. It's because writing a story is fucking hard.
Yeah,
just sit down and write you a big 200-page story.
Right, no big deal. You know, just crank it out overnight and make it a bestseller.
Give that a go.
It's still. If you look at a game platform, like MMOs or not, look at Steam. There's so many carbon copies of like open world survival games like Rust or The Forest or Valheim. And again, it's because there's a lower barrier of entry to make the game. Now, will your game be good? No, it will not. And no one will fucking play it. But I think that if the market shifts towards that, I think overall it will eventually, if it keeps that going that direction, it will water down the quality overall, and game studios will not have to put as much effort into it. So they won't, because they're businesses, and you could conceivably get into a situation where, you know, the popular game type for MMOs is this open world. And if you don't like it, tough shit. And we realize, oh, all of this is copy pasted from New World 6 years ago. The year's 2027. What have we fucking done?
Right.
So are you saying New World is the new gold standard?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that if it shifts towards that style, I think it will be a detriment overall. And I'm not saying that style cannot be popular. I'm not saying it can't be people's favorite thing ever. I just think it opens the door to shit product more than
more shovelware.
The other. Exactly. Yeah, I really think that's the case.
Oh man. I mean, there's a lot of people that like a good story. I see your point, though, now that I think about it. Because, I mean, it would be easier to pump out more shit, right? But that doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to have people playing it.
No.
I mean, I think the people are going to be drawn to the game that interests them the most. I mean, they may play some of the shit, you know, garbage games that come out for a little bit, but they'll come and go. And I mean, you know, game developers may make a little money off of it because they haven't put that much money into it to begin with. So there'll be a lot of that shit, and the market will definitely be saturated. But I think, you know, the bulk of the people are still going to be returning to, you know, putting more time and effort into the games that give them something a little more than just, you know, your, you're like building the fucking barn and then living in it and, you know, doing that kind of shit.
Yeah. So fun though.
Like it resonates with people for a lot of reasons. There are people that enjoy building. There are people that like the open-endedness. They like to create their own story in their head. They sure. like to, you know, yeah. and that's valid. Yeah. I think it's kind of a flash in the pan hipster kind of thing these days. And I think some of that's because, you know, the OG kind of open-ended survival like Minecraft or all the clones that have come out, they're really popular with younger kids, but also adults too. I think they're popular because they are, even though people know life them and play them a lot, there is, you can play for as little or long as you want, and there's no time commitment. There's no like feeling of losing out if you quit. Yeah, yeah. There's no FOMO, and there's no like, oh, I don't remember the story because I haven't played in 3 months. Fuck this game. You can pick it up and play it. Everything's the same. Like maybe there's a content update and there's a new weapon, but you can still get back in there and play it. And I think for some reason, that's really popular now. I think it'll ebb because, you know, fads always change. I think this style of game people will burn out eventually. It'll probably always be popular, but I think it'll burn out eventually. Like in the 90s, platformers and third person action were like the thing. And they're still popular now, but they're not as popular as they were then. Sure. So I think it'll, you know, it's a cycle like everything else.
But yeah, technology allows to a degree too.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of that for sure.
So the next thing will be like VR MMORPG.
Oh, I bet that'll make building have a resurgence.
Yeah. You don't actually have to move your fat ass. You just have to, you know, neural link that shit and go.
Wally now, huh?
Yeah, what was that anime where people got trapped in there?
Oh, Sword Art Online. Yeah. I was thinking because you said your fat ass that didn't have to move. I imagine Wally.
I was talking about my fat ass more than anybody. You know, they set me down, put the neural link on me, let me go into Elfheim or whatever it is. Do my thing. Yeah, hell yeah, that'd be, man.
Man, I would sign up. That'd be fucking baller.
That'd be a dopamine hit from hell, wouldn't it?
Oh yeah.
I'm so down with that. I can't wait for Neuralink to, you know, become mainstream and allow me to plug into a fucking game. I don't care.
I'm gonna wait for you early adapters to have seizures and die.
I'm fine with that. If I can just fly, I just want to fly.
Oh man, wouldn't that be something to actually feel it?
To feel like,
to feel flying.
Yeah,
it'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, God, that would be mind bending.
Just to be able to do. Well, I mean, it's everybody's dream. Do whatever you want to with no real consequences.
Yeah, I think we're still a ways off from that because VR today is really cool. Sure. Don't get me wrong, but it's far from what we're talking about.
So far.
I hope
they'll have it. I think they'll have it before we're gone, though. We'll be like 75, 78.
I'll be old enough not to give a shit about my body, whether or not I die. I'll be like, yeah, okay, let's get hooked up.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm going
it's
in.
True.
Put me in the Matrix. Let's go.
I'll get back in. My dick will be hard again.
Like, oh, this thing hadn't worked in 38 years.
Look at that.
Can't wait. I'll be fucking everything that moves.
Look, it's an elf. Come here, you.
Wake up, look like fucking Randy from South Park. Slimed. It's a ghost.
And on that note,
on that note, we'll call it tonight. Thanks for listening, everyone. It was a good casual night. You know, nothing.
We'll be back to the existential dread. We'll return next week.
We'll
don't
be
worry.
Back to make you feel like shit next week.
Maybe.
But thanks for listening. And I'll be posting this episode on Twitter, Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook.
Yeah.
YouTube.
The shoot.
Gab.
The YouTubes.
We have our own Reddit subreddit, accepting Reddit admins or Reddit mods.
Yeah, Reddit
applications are open.
Mods on show tiles.
Oh my god!
All right, it's been fun, y'all. Right. Thanks again.
Yeah, good night.